Joanne Bardwell drives a gold SUV down 9th Street, her sons and nephews leaning out of the windows holding signs that read Black Lives Matter and Can I Live? She says they've been having some difficult conversations.
Having good grades isn't enough. Being respectful, being kind, being a good citizen isn't enough.
Bardwell says she told the two older boys who recently started driving.
You can obey all the laws. You can have cameras being filmed, witnesses, unarmed, and still have to beg for your life. It's a crippling feeling.
Bardwell says the police killing that set off days of protests across the country is something a lot of moms fear.
It could be me mourning. Right now, this recession of unity is beautiful, but this could have been a recession of a funeral.
Bardwell says she wants the young people in her life to understand that protesting is one way change happens. That's part of what brought her and her family to join the thousands of people in their cars circling around downtown. Organizers with a local Black Lives Matter group plan the demonstration as a car parade to abide by public health rules banning large gatherings in an attempt to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Cars for the procession gather in the parking lot of the Bank of Springfield Center. This is close to where demonstrators against the stay-at-home order showed up a few weeks ago. Those protests became a point of contention recently, as residents and some city officials pointed out that police closed down streets and escorted them to the Capitol. Meanwhile, law enforcement have been breaking up outdoor parties on Springfield's predominantly Black East Side.
The block parties that were shut down were much smaller groups than the protesters that were down at the Capitol, so it was a stark contrast in the treatment of the two organizations.
That's Sunshine Clemens, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Springfield. She says the biggest difference between those going to block parties and those demonstrating against the stay-at-home order is their race. She says unfair treatment by the police is what the group is fighting against.
It's not just specifically when someone is killed. It's the overall systematic treatment that we receive, everything from being pulled over at higher rates, being arrested at higher rates.
Clemens says Springfield still has a lot of work to do to improve the relationship between the police and communities of color. Clemens took issue with the mayor and police chief's joint statement condemning the killing of George Floyd. The statement calls it a senseless tragedy and a horrific act. It also says destroying one's community accomplishes nothing and, quote, creates additional hardship for those who live and work here, end quote.
You know, we know you're upset, but please don't tear anything up, you know, peacefully protest in a way that we think is acceptable. I really believe that's the underlying message of that letter that they put out.
Mayor Jim Langfelder says he hears where she's coming from, but defends his record and that of the police chief.
What we need to do is each and every day, work towards addressing issues. We've done that. You know, we don't always promote what we've done, but we have taken positive steps, positive actions.
Langfelder said he's offered to meet with the organizers of Black Lives Matter. Meanwhile, for the procession, police assist organizers in blocking off a few intersections and directing traffic. Bardwell, the mom in the SUV, says she thinks Springfield is doing better than other cities in terms of police-community relationships. And she's happy with how many people turned out to protest police brutality.
It's not just Black people out here right now. It is a mixture of crowd coming together because once you see it, you can't unsee it.
I'm Mary Hansen.